Now, as of yesterday, I have filed another lawsuit regarding a FOIA request that the federal government refuses to comply with. This one's against TSA. TSA is now sadly being sued by me because, well, they decided to not comply with two of my FOIA requests. The first one was in regards to the illegal migrants who are illegally being flown around the United States. I asked for all of their documents regarding those programs and even the names of the people who they're flying around the country. And well, they have not responded, and I've given them months to do so. And then there was my second one. Now, many of you guys might recall we spoke about it on this show. There's a program called the Quiet Skies. It's a terrorist watch list. And many of you might even be on it and you might not even realize it. So I reached out to TSA through FOIA requests and I asked specifically for several Americans who were on that list. Journalists, for example, like James O'Keefe, JD Rivera, Taylor Hansen, all of these people who were on this watch list. And we know they are because as you see on your screen, it's called the Quad S program. Those four S's are the clear indicator that, yes, if you see this on your passport, you are either being followed and you're going through extra security precautions. And it's quite embarrassing, but no one knows it's more embarrassing than J6ers because J6ers are the ones who have all been added to lists. And it's not just J6ers, folks. It's anyone who flew into DC during that time period, either before or after January 6th, of course. They got all their information and they were added to the list. And so many Americans are fed up because, well, no one's responding and giving them an explanation as to why they were put on that list. So now I'm suing TSA because we're going to get our hands on that information. Legally, we are entitled to do so. And I look forward to bringing you an update on that story. But I wanted to talk to you about something else. Now, I'm not the only one who's pushing back on that terror watch list story. Sonia Labosco is another individual who has been pushing back. Sonia has been a complete shark on this issue, exposing everything that's going on. And here's why. Sonia knows that Americans are being targeted based on their political beliefs. She knows that it's heavily going against conservatives. And so Sonia actually sent them a cease and desist letter, TSA. And well, of course, they sent her a response. And here's her response. In this response, TSA is completely denying that they even have this type of program that surveils Americans for their political beliefs. But Sonia knows it. I know it. We see it. We know it. We have documents to prove it. And so Sonia Labosco joins us now to discuss. Sonia is also, just to remind our audience, she is a retired supervisor for the Federal Air Marshal, and she is also the director of the Air Marshal National Council. Sonia, listen, this letter that they sent you is, to say it nicely, it's bullshit. They are telling you that they don't do this. They don't follow Americans when we know they do. And I want to bring up this document here, too. This is a document that Taylor Hansen got his hands on. And this document specifically shows Taylor Hansen as somebody who's being followed. He's being investigated by TSA. Taylor Hansen's a journalist. He's an independent journalist. He was there for January 6th. But again, he did nothing wrong and he found himself on the terror watch list. And this is something that he got his hands on. Again, I asked TSA whether this was authentic or not, and they did not deny it. They won't admit it, but they won't deny it. And that's a key part in all of this. So Sonia, based on the documents that you and I both have, are you believing the letter that they sent you?
They are trained liars. They are lying through the paper that they wrote that document on. They know that they have been targeting political supporters of President Trump since January 2021. We've proven that. We have receipts from it. TSA cannot deny the documents that you have, Brianna, right there in your studio are the documents with Taylor Hansen. They're undeniable, irrefutable, and nobody can prove those wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've asked them, I mean, if they had any type of dispute on those documents to let me know, because I'm open to potentially these documents maybe not being legit, but they're not denying it. And again, I talk to people all the time who are being followed. I mean, I've asked several other people, what are kind of like the protocols for all of this? And then when I'm helping other J6ers or people who are just simply using, well, you know, their First Amendment rights to show up to a protest and free speech, they're on this watch list. When I kind of walk them through what to look out for, they've all found themselves on this list just because they flew into the DC area around January 6th. And so it's alarming. But Sonia, how do we put an end to this? Because they're not even admitting that this is happening. They're stonewalling me when I'm asking for the documents. So is there really another option for this? How do we block this from continuing to go on?
Yeah, we need Congress to stop funding TSA. We need Congress to stop giving them $10 to $11 billion. to target their services against the American people, who, by the way, we're the taxpayers that pay for TSA to exist. So we need Congress to stop the funding. And if we have to, we're working on legislation again to put this back through Congress, that air marshals cannot be utilized for political gain. And that's what's happening right now. And it's still happening. These missions are still taking place as we have this interview today.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. And we all know they're taking place, but they're denying it. Sonia, what inspired you to put together the cease and desist letter and send it over to TSA? Because I think that's telling.
It's the outrage of me just as an American. I've been in law enforcement for decades. And to know that American people who have never had an interview, they've never been vetted for criminal wrongdoing, they haven't done anything wrong, or being put out there and they're being targeted, they're being harassed. Their children are being harassed. Their grandchildren are being harassed. We had a nine-week-old baby on this list. I mean, what level are we willing to go in this country to see that our freedoms are being taken from us? So we have to stand up. And I'm going to keep writing letters and going to Congress and filing lawsuits and filing DHS OIG complaints every day of my life until we see change. This is wrong. It's disgusting. And I want the American people to know we're fighting for you behind the scenes. You may not see us every day, but we're back here trying to grind it out against this unelected bureaucratic agency at TSA that is absolutely wrong.
Yeah. And Sonia, no one's fighting harder than you these days. I mean, we talk about it all the time. You and I go back and forth with updates on these stories and other stories regarding just the weaponization of all of these federal agencies. It's always appalling when we see it, but we're all trying to come up with plans on how to fix these issues. Can you let our audience know what is the actual role of U.S. air marshals? Because many Americans probably don't even know what their role is. And it's kind of normalizing this surveillance that they're forcing these agents to go through.
It is absolutely normal. We do not surveil political people. What we're supposed to do is we're supposed to thwart hijackings from individuals that want to take over an aircraft. Just like what happened on 9/11, the four aircraft that were taken then, people entered the cockpit and took the cockpit over from the captain, and they crashed those planes. This is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to thwart any type of hijacking. There has been zero J6er or anybody in the National Capital Region that's tried to take over a cockpit since air marshals have been following them. And you've got three air marshals per traveler that we're following. Our resources are being depleted. Our chances of stopping another 9/11 have been devastated. And I just hope that we can turn this around before we wake up one day and see a plane that's been taken over and another 9/11 style attack has happened. Because guess what? It's what the FBI is calling for.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, gosh, you hope it doesn't happen. But based on our open borders, based on all the nonsense that they're pushing through Congress, it has nothing to do with securing the American people. It actually has more to do with securing foreign borders than our own. We just feel like we're all just sitting ducks at this point. That's the most frustrating part in all of this. Sonia, if you could give viewers at home some advice on how they could help in the fight. I mean, you and I reach out, we're trying to push. What can our audience do to help contribute to this fight?
They can reach out to their congressional representatives. You can tweet them, hit them up on Twitter. Let them know that you're displeased with TSA starting this domestic surveillance program against people. And you're the ones paying for it. I mean, we're paying for our own freedoms to be taken away. So we want you to know we'll never forget 9/11. We'll never forget the 9/11 individuals that died that day, 2,977 innocent Americans murdered. 4,000 first responders have died since then. We're not going to drop this. You can forget it. We're going to keep pushing until we change.
Absolutely. Sonia, thank you for joining me today. I greatly appreciate it. I want to let our audience in on a little secret. I'm saving hundreds of dollars each year after switching over both of my lines to Patriot Mobile. Yes, so now my business and personal line are with Patriot Mobile. Now, Patriot Mobile uses the same towers that you're probably already using now, except it's less expensive. So my 5G towers that I love to use my old provider, I'm still using them now. I'm just paying significantly less money to do so. And on top of it all, Patriot Mobile believes in the same things you and I believe in. They have the same morals. So they donate to causes that are like pro-life causes, veteran causes, and even the NRA. It's incredible. So I highly recommend you head over to patriotmobile.com right now, take a look at their plans and sign up. And today, if you sign up and use promo code Brianna, they're going to waive the activation fee. Yes, you heard it right. They're going to waive the activation fee. Just make sure you use promo code Brianna, B-R-E-A-N-N-A. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.